buddies, friends. These are big. These are rough questions, and the real answer is sooner or later, we're going to have to pay for this. And if we and a depression in this generation, in 2029, 100 years later, I mean, my friend, that would be a dramatic change. People will be cutting each other's throats in the street. They couldn't handle it. I don't think the average American today could handle what went on in 1929 during the crash. And remember that was a 10-year lull where people were begging for work.
I want to ask you, by the way, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. Tell me how your industry works for you. Somebody needs insurance. They don't know where to go. They see all these glitzy commercials, Progressive and all the different national companies, but they just don't feel comfortable dealing with somebody like that directly. What does your business do? What do you do for consumers?
Well, I'm a broker, so I basically work for multiple companies. So when you come to me and you give me what your needs are, I can put it out there for bid, and then we can come up with the best plan for your business. It may work. Sometimes this may not be better than what you currently have. And the market you have right now may be a market I have. So you may not want to change. But in some cases, you may say, well, you know what? I don't have a relationship with my agent or my broker. I'd like to have that relationship. And right now, more than ever, I think the old-fashioned way of doing business is going to come back. Because I think people want to deal with real people. I think they're real people solving real problems instead of dealing with a computer or somebody on a Zoom call that you'll never see, and are doing it by mail. I think people want that touchy-feely business. I mean, what about you? What do you see?
No, that's exactly it. That I think people want to reach out and touch people. And, I think the Zoom thing is fine, but it's not the same as sitting across a table from somebody and be able to look them in the eye.
Again, too many people are shopping online and making major mistakes. You can't buy insurance online. Sometimes having a local presence is a big deal. Now, by the same token, I do a lot of business across the country, and we're not able to travel like we have in the past years. But we try to get out to meet our clients one-on-one. This insurance is a relationship business. Same with real estate. I mean, I can't imagine buying real estate over the phone or on a computer. I want to meet with somebody. I want to be able to have that feeling with that person and trust who I'm dealing with.
Isn't that the truth? Pat Casale, it is always good visiting with you. If folks want to reach out to you and they want to sit across the table from you and buy some insurance, especially health insurance, because that's so vitally important to our families, how do they go about doing that?
They can call me on my cell phone, which is 702-286-1014, 702-286-1014, and I'm always available on my cell. I'm getting myself, it took a little while to get back in action since my mother passed away, so now I'm getting my sea legs back.
I love it. Hey, you have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Easter. We'll talk again soon, and we'll have you on again.
I look forward to it. You have a great Easter, you and your family. God bless.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Casale, owner of the MultiCare Group. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It's Good Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:32, as we check out our traffic cams, watch for a crash. It's causing delays on Interstate 11 westbound. That's at Horizon. Bumper to bumper through there. Also backups Interstate 11 northbound at Greenway. There's lane restrictions through there. That's gumming up the works as well. Heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, 215 west at Valley Verde. And you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper, too, on the 15 through the resort area. 15 south at Sahara, 15 northbound at Flamingo. And do watch for some shoulder activity. The 515 north at Charleston there on the right side. And some slow flows, 515 south. That's at Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose in a shootout to Minnesota by a 3-2 score in the loss. William Karlsson and Braden McNabb scoring for the Golden Knights. Robin Lehner had 35 saves. It is the first time that Vegas has lost consecutive home games since early last season, from January 7th to 11th, 2020, under former head coach Gerard Gallant. We'll see what happens up next for the Golden Knights as they will conclude their two-game set against the Wild coming up on Saturday. UNLV basketball, they have added West Virginia transfer Jordan McCabe. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shame on them. I'm talking about Major League Baseball. I'm not a big boycott guy, okay? I'm just not. I don't believe in that. That it serves any purpose other than it impacts people needlessly. But maybe it's time to start with Major League Baseball. They have moved the 2021 All-Star Game from Atlanta. Don't know where they're moving it yet. They're working on that. Work in progress. And all because of the new Georgia election laws that simply are going to make for greater integrity in the election process in the state of Georgia. What is so bad about that? And how should we, as consumers, deal with somebody like this? And by the way, I'll give you a good like, for instance. And in fact, I'll let you hear from Newt Gingrich. He's been out defending his home state of Georgia from criticism by, of all folks, Coca-Cola, who you know, they're thinking of moving out of Georgia and all of that stuff. In fact, hey, let's go to cut six real quick. Cut six is Newt Gingrich defending his home state from criticism by Coca-Cola. This is the same issue, only it's Coca-Cola, not Major League Baseball. And listen to this. This is Newt Gingrich.
Coca-Cola is not going to say a word about all the things the Chinese totalitarian government does. They're not going to have any courage at all about standing up to China because it costs them too much. But living in a woke world where they hire woke staff who come out of really elite universities and tell them, oh, yeah, this is the right thing to do, boss. You know, you really got to get out there and be tough. And then they hand them the stuff that's just plain lies. It's disgraceful how many large American corporations will beat up on conservatives and then stand silently by while the Chinese communists kill people, kill Uyghurs, run concentration camps, and have totalitarian control of the society. It tells you how corrupted so many of these large corporations have become. And if what they're doing, frankly, is they're eroding any authority they have with the public, because the public's going to look at the head of Coca-Cola and say, I got it. You're in the tank for the left, and you're willing to put out whatever your staff writes.
Mm. Let me give you a few things here on the claims versus what's in the law. Number one, voting ends at 5 o'clock. That's the claim. Election day polls actually open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Another claim, reducing early voting hours. The truth is that in the bill, it expands early voting hours in most cases. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, with option to extend, requires two Saturdays of early voting. Another claim, eliminates early voting on Sundays. The truth is counties have the option to add one or even two Sundays of voting. Claim no absentee ballots. Actually, voters have to submit a driver's license number or a state ID number or an acceptable voter ID. A lot of that apparently got lost in the shuffle between last Thursday when the bill was signed and this past Wednesday when all these statements came out from the companies, many of which are based in Atlanta, Georgia. You mentioned the woke CEOs, Wall Street Journal. They're denouncing Georgia's election law, but have they read it? That's from the editorial board.
Look, it's very interesting, and if you look at it carefully, the left is desperate to have elections that they can rig. And they're going all out, and they put out a series of things, as you just point out. These are just plain lies. This isn't complicated. You go to the bill, you look at the bill, you can vote on Sunday. They lied and said you couldn't. You can vote earlier. They lied and said you couldn't. You can get water in line. They lied and said you couldn't. I mean, this tells you with H.R. 1 is the Corrupt Politicians Act nationally, and the all-out effort on their part to set up, as Eric Erickson wrote, this actually is designed to ultimately end the filibuster. Because they'll never pass H.R. 1 while the filibuster's there. And I think when people learn what's in H.R. 1, they're going to be so angry and that being totally misled. And I think President Biden's credibility is in tatters. He reads these things that his staff writes. He has no idea whether or not they're true. And in the case of the Georgia bill, the things that President Biden said are flatly false. And he owes the people of Georgia an apology.
I agree. All of these people that have criticized, and even the people in Major League Baseball, the bill that they're talking about does not exist. And for that, they're moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta? I'm going to be honest with you. I think Major League Baseball has made a colossal public relations blunder. I honestly believe that this is one they may want to think over. This was a knee-jerk reaction with a bill that had not even been passed. And all of a sudden they were talking about pulling up out of Atlanta. Can I be honest with you? I think Major League Baseball is going to regret this. And don't be surprised if the All-Star Game has lower TV ratings than maybe ever before. I honestly believe that. I want to find out from you, though. You know, the same visceral reaction that we had at Colin Kaepernick taking a knee for the 49ers, and you saw how the TV ratings and the attendance plummeted for the National Football League. Is Major League Baseball stepping into the same doo-doo as the NFL did with Colin Kaepernick? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now because I want to hear from you. I was incensed when I heard this earlier. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The only thing we can do as consumers is to vote with our feet. And if we decide not to go to Major League Baseball games, if we decide not to, you know, drive down to San Diego, to Petco Field, and just say, no, I think I'll do something else that weekend. We get the opportunity to do that. We'll see what you think coming up. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls on the other side. How should we respond to Major League Baseball pulling up routes and moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to some other undisclosed city? I can't wait to see what city they choose. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Georgia is trying to pass laws to protect election integrity. Now major corporations like Coca-Cola, Delta are caving to this? Crazy. We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
10 minutes, dude. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Kevin?
I can hear you just fine, sir.
Hey, what Brian Kemp did in Georgia was awesome because finally a Republican got something that was passed to stop all the election fraud. And all these other governors and legislatures all throughout the United States that are Republican need to do the same thing immediately to stop this, you know, in another year or so. We got the midterms coming up. So what we need to do is implement this as many states as we can. I think it's a guiding light, and we need to follow it.
What should we do about Major League Baseball?
Boycott them. We're going to be down in NHL, and I'm proud to be an NHL lover. They better not come after hockey. That's the last thing. They're going after the guns, but they better not come after my hockey.
Hey, Brady, I'm glad you called. Have a great Easter weekend, would you please? That's Brady. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and it follows on criticism by Coca-Cola and other corporate entities in Atlanta that are threatening to pull out and all of this stuff. The question is, what do we as consumers get to do to counteract that?
And that's the thing, Kevin. I boycotted in NBA basketball ever since LeBron James went on attack. He basically used improper grammar while he was insulting every Donald Trump voter. And that's just the surface. I mean, it goes deeper than that because he would go on his Instagram and all his social media sites and say F Trump and all these other things. This is someone who a lot of people, a lot of kids especially, look up to. And that really bothers me, Kevin. So yeah. I will not watch the NBA ever again. Now, I love baseball. I love football. I was very disgusted. I lasted about 2 weekends boycotting the NFL. And I think it worked because that's when the NFL commissioner said, you know, we better moderate our stance on this. We better do something about it. So I think Manfred is making a horrendous mistake. I agree with you 100% on that. I don't know how interested I'm going to be in baseball after this either.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredibly sad that knowledgeable marketing people would let them do this. Because this sounds like the NFL all over again, Colin Kaepernick all over again. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand. When you look at the finalized edition of the bill, it doesn't do any of the things that they think it does. It's incredible. Anyway, gentleman Jim Dallas.
I'm going to turn alongside. To Pepsi. I'm going to turn to
there
Pepsi.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Let's everybody start drinking the Pepsi products.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Good Friday, the day that leads us to Easter Sunday, and I'm going to be so excited when Easter Sunday gets here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Now, Coach, on your show Financial Safari, you often talk about case studies and successful retirements, and you use the term spend and leave. Break that down for me.
You know, Albert Einstein once said that, you know, a mistake you learn from, right? That's good. He said, but that makes you smart to learn from your own mistakes. He said, but geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Steve, let's learn from other people's successes. Let's be even more of a genius. You can learn a lot from somebody messing up, but all you know is what not to do. Mm-hmm. So let's tell you what you should do. We need to have that lifetime income plan. And, Steve, this needs to be done as soon as possible. People are saying, well, Coach, I'm not retired yet. I shouldn't worry about income plan. Yes, you should. If you're 50 or older, it's time to start looking at the risk you're taking, the diversification you're taking in the market, but more importantly, how much money have you dedicated to lifetime income? Steve, you're paying yourself when you do this. You're putting money away. It's going to grow. It's going to protect the growth. And then when you decide you're going to get lifetime income, we'd like to have more than one of these. We'd like to have four or five different buckets of income in retirement. And then we activate them when we choose. Therefore, you have inflation protection. You have tax protection, too. If your tax bills go up, you've got a bucket to reach in to pay the taxes. Taxes are never going away, by the way. Do you think so?
I don't think so at all. I think they're going up.
Yeah, they're here. So we need a tax navigation strategy. We call it a TNS to make sure that where your money is in the right place. And if it's not, we can help give you directions to get your money in the lowest taxable environment possible. You're always going to have to pay taxes, but you don't have to pay more than you're supposed to. So let's make sure you do that and get your lifetime income plan, $1,000 value. The next 20 people who call right now, there'll be no cost or obligation.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, VEGAS to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I keep looking back at what happened with Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers and taking a knee and how the American people were revolted by that. I think the American people will do the same thing to Major League Baseball, especially when they learn what's in the bill and what's not in the bill. I think the American people will see through this. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if we didn't have another NFL boycott, this time with Major League Baseball. And let me just tell you, I mean, Major League Baseball is struggling just to have games. They had the Mets and the Nationals. Their entire weekend series has been postponed because of COVID-19. That's some pretty heavy stuff. And now they're going to try and get involved in this, moving the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which, by the way, was supposed to be a big, huge tribute, if you will, to the late Henry Aaron. And now they're saying, well, we'll honor him some other way, another day. But that this whole thing was centered around the life and the legend of Henry Aaron, who died. And that makes it all the more. I mean, he's an African-American icon. And, of course, he played in Milwaukee as well. Would they do that? Move the All-Star game to Milwaukee or someplace? I don't know. Very, very, very odd. Coming up, top of the hour, we're going to be joined by the former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, founding partner of Hutchison Stephan. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about some wonky stuff. We'll talk about this. And eventually, I'll let you chime in. No, but, and by the way, there are a lot of people that believe that Mark Hutchison, who, by the way, is going to be arguing next week before the state Supreme Court on behalf of Stavros Anthony, a lot of people believe that he's going to run for public office again. I hope he does.